BBC News with Charles Carroll. South Korea says the younger sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, will attend the opening ceremony of its Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang on Friday. Kim Yo-jung is a close advisor to Mr. Kim, who rarely travels outside his own country. The Speaker of the South African Parliament, Baleka Mbetes, has said that there will be an announcement soon on the future of the beleaguered president, Jacob Zuma. Mrs. Mbetes said that the ANC leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, would provide details in the next few hours. The Indian military says it's on standby and ready to deploy to the Maldives if it becomes necessary. The president of the Maldives, Abdullah Yamin, declared a state of emergency in the Indian Ocean nation earlier this week. The former head of state, Mohammad Nasheed, asked India to send a military-backed envoy to try to break the deadlock. Reports from the US say President Donald Trump has instructed his officials to plan for a large-scale military parade in Washington this year to show off American might. The Washington Post said he'd been impressed by France's Bastille Day celebrations during a visit in 2017 and now wanted a parade of his own. A Palestinian man has been shot dead in the occupied West Bank after stabbing a security guard at the entrance to an Israeli settlement north of Hebron. Tensions between Israelis and Palestinians have risen since Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December. A Kenyan pro-opposition lawyer, Maguna Maguna, has been deported a week after he was arrested on treason charges. The charges relate to a ceremony he took part in a week ago in which the opposition leader, Raila Odinga, swore himself in as president. And DNA analysis of a 10,000-year-old skeleton, the earliest to be found in the British Isles, has discovered that he had darker skin and bluer eyes than previously thought. Scientists say the findings suggest that pale European skin is a more recent development than had been believed. BBC News.